So another development that's been really exciting in Hodgkin lymphoma has been the evolution of checkpoint inhibitors. Can you talk about what we know about that in HL and right now how, again, that gets integrated into your practice?
Yeah, so this is really the prototypic disease for the use of checkpoint inhibitors. Only about 1% of the cells in a Hodgkin lymph node are actually tumor cells. The rest is really a reactive inflammatory infiltrate that is impeded from eradicating the malignancy. So both pembrolizumab and nivolumab have shown high activity in relapsed or refractory classical Hodgkin lymphoma. And they're both approved with slightly different labels for the use in classical Hodgkin lymphoma. I think the question comes as to when one should use it. I think it's sort of a no-brainer when you're running out of other options. This is a very reasonable thing to do for folks that have had recurrent disease after brentuximab vedotin, for example. The questions that are being asked are, should this be used prior to brentuximab? Should it be used earlier in the disease course? Should you use it prior to an allogeneic transplant, or should you use it instead of an allogeneic transplant? And then what are the risks in these situations? And this is obviously a much larger discussion where really there are more questions than answers, but it does offer another opportunity to our patients to further improve their remission durations and hopefully survival.